And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 51 degrees in Atlantic. The weather forecast for today is calling for mostly sunny skies, a high of 71. We picked up 2/100ths of an inch of rainfall yesterday. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, a Red Oak man was taken into custody early this morning on a charge of criminal mischief in the fourth degree. Red Oak police report 21-year-old Cody Dean Johnson was arrested at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center just before 1 a.m. and turned over to the Montgomery County Corrections, where he was being held on a $1,000 cash bond. And 40-year-old Eric Michael Huffstutler of Red Oak was arrested early Sunday morning on a charge of simple domestic assault. Huffstutler was taken into custody at 210 West Reed Street at around 3 a.m. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail without bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. A man and woman from Nebraska remain hospitalized in Omaha following the September 7th crash of their motorcycle in Mills County. Bill Brucken, the uncle of 56-year-old Robert S. Fatika of Fremont, Nebraska, said in an email to KJAN News his nephew was in critical condition at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Fatika suffered several fractured vertebrae and ribs. Brucken, who lives in Cleveland, Ohio, says as of this past Saturday, Fatika was unconscious due to severe brain injuries and bleeding on the brain. He also has a broken eye socket and nose. The Mills County Sheriff's Office had reported a 1995 Harley-Davidson occupied by Fatika and his 40-year-old wife, Michelle, was traveling north on 190th Street at around 12:20 a.m. on September 7th when the cycle left the road and drove into a ditch. The couple was ejected from the motorcycle. Neither was wearing a helmet. Michelle Fatika remains hospitalized at the UNMC, where she is recovering from surgeries to repair a severely broken shoulder, collarbone, ribs, and several fractured vertebrae. A Council Bluffs manufacturer of truck bodies and related equipment is expanding and expects to hire a dozen welders and additional information technology workers. The Daily Nonpareil in Council Bluffs reports Omaha Standard Palfinger is building a logistical center south of its headquarters to move materials and products more efficiently. A company spokesman said the expansion will involve the construction of five additional loading docks to improve shipping capabilities as it prepares for future growth. The company acquired nearly 5 acres for the expansion, which should be completed in mid-October. Established in 1926, Omaha Standard is a manufacturer of an extensive line of truck bodies and truck equipment. 2 years later, it was acquired by the Salzburg, Austria-based company Palfinger. The Griswold School Board will discuss and take action on several projects during their meeting this evening, which begins at 5:30. They include a replacement of the boiler and remodeling of the locker and restrooms, along with track and fencing. In other business, the 2011-2012 school board will retire and the results of last Tuesday's school board election will be read, followed by the election of a board president and vice president. The board will then discuss and act on snow removal bids, a budget guarantee, the appointment of a county representative, setting of the board meeting time and date, school improvement advisory committee, flu shots, a letter of understanding with the Cass County Educational Opportunity Center, and a special education deficit levy. The meeting takes place in the central office boardroom of the Griswold Middle School and High School building. The funeral service has been set for a Rockwell City police officer who was shot and killed last week. The Des Moines Register reports a funeral service for 37-year-old Jamie Bunting will be held at 2 p.m. Tuesday in the gym of the South Central Calhoun Middle School in Rockwell City. Bunting, a married father of two, was shot during a standoff early Friday in Rockwell City. Police arrested 32-year-old Corey Trott and charged him with first-degree murder in Bunting's death. The visitation will be held this evening from 4 until 8 o'clock at the Palmer and Swank Funeral Home in Rockwell City. Donations may be left with the First Community Bank in Rockwell City in lieu of flowers. Burial at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Rockwell City will follow the funeral service. And that is a check of the news for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.